In this next section of Judges chapter 6, we are introduced to the extravagance of God's grace. But I want us to notice something. God sent a prophet to the Israelites to give them explanation of why they are being oppressed. He points out their sin to them and how it goes against Him. He will not compromise His holiness nor His truth. He will always point out truth to us and call us to repentance. But right after that, we see God moving to rescue them by raising up a deliverer. Judges chapter 6, verse 11 introduces us to the grace. The angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth at Ophrah. We naturally expect God to raise up a deliverer at this point. We've just gotten used to it. But I'm positive that we ourselves would never act with as much grace as God does. Before the nation ever repents, God is actively working to bring about their rescue. God is far more merciful and gracious to us than we deserve. And so do you see how absolutely stunning and amazing God is? And did you know that this is true of our salvation? God does not begin to save us because we repent. We repent because we see and begin to understand that God has already been at work to redeem us. Romans 5:8 says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." We repent of our sinfulness because we see God's saving work having already been accomplished by His Son, which brings us to faith in Him. Our God is the author and the finisher of the faith, and for that reason, I want to walk with Him day by day. As you pray today, please remember Angel Colon and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana. Also, remember the Tree Life Word broadcast heard in Ghana.